This is Rabbi Nassan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, March 10th, 2022. Continue with Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph 23a, the second section, the green text. Now we come to the last part of the Mishnah. Ba'osin Gedi Mekula. So Gamliel says you can make a whole goat on Pesach. So what could be the problem with that? That actually sounds right. Sounds pretty good. So Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. So Brisa has it. Rabbi Yossi says, Todus ish Romi, Todus, the man of Rome. Hinegas b'nei Romi, he would instruct the people of the Jews of Rome, Lechol g'dim kulas b'leile psachim, right, to eat a whole goat on Leile psachim, on Pesach night. So Shalchulei, they sent to him, Ilmale Todusata, if you weren't the great Todus, Gazranu Alecha Nidur, we would put you in Cherem. Nidur is a Cherem, we would excommunicate you. Sha'atamachil, Bnei Yisrael, Kodshim Bachutz, right, that you are feeding the Jews holy, right, sanctified sacrificial meat outside of the confines, right, where you're supposed to eat them. I.e. Yerushalayim. You're in Rome. You're very far from Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Kol shibus l'kadaitach. You really think he's feeding them actual sacrificial meat? It says, no, ela ema ke'en kodshim. Rather, we should say it looks like it's mimicking kodshim. It can be confused with kodshim. That's not something we want on Pesach night. And therefore, they think you should not do this. Next Mishnah. Shlosha Tvarim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir, v'chachamim Osrim. Three things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permits, and the Chachamim prohibit. Number one, Paraso Yotze Beritzua Sheben Kanea. Right, your cow can go out with the strap between its horns. Right, because that is ornamental, not a problem. But if it's work, right, that's a big problem. Right, if it's a masui, if it's a burden, you cannot burden your animals on Shabbos and Yontif. You can comb your animal on Yontif. Excuse me. You can grind the peppercorns in their own mill on Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda says, in mikardines habehema biyantif mipnesha oseh chabura. You can't comb the animal because it's going to make a wound, right? They're sharp. Aval mikartzefin, but you can, right, comb them with something which is, right, less sharp. So as opposed to, let's say, metal versus wood. If you have a metal comb, it's going to hurt. If you have a wood comb, right, it's not going to produce the same flesh wounds. The chachamim say, "And mekaretz and mekaretz, you know, flow mekaretzifin." Not only you can't use either one, right? Not only can you not use the metal one, you can't even use the wood one. The Gemara now says, the Gemara actually picks up on almost a tangential observation. Right? It says the Gemara, "The meimra the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah chada para habile." Right, do you mean to tell me that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only had one cow? Because right, it is written in the Mishnah in singular, Paraso is his cow. Right, that is in singular, not in the plural. Seems to imply that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has many, many cows. Rav. Some people say it's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. Tlesa Alfe Igla Rabbeister Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Medrea Kol Shasa Vishasa, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would tithe 13,000 calves every year from his flocks. That seems to imply that, right, that's the tithe. That man had a lot of cows. He didn't just have one cow. So Tala, so they actually learned Lo Shiloisa, those, right? That one cow was not his. He had many, 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 many cows, apparently. Ella shel shcheinto haisa, right? The cow going out with the ritzua between its cord, the strap between its horns, was his neighbor's. Umitach shelo michaba because he didn't object and tell his neighbor, ah, you're violating Yontif. Nikras al Shmo, it's called his cow, meaning it's the cow he permitted to go out, and therefore it's on his name. But Chas v'Shalom, we should think the poor guy only had one cow. Okay, that concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.